Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was a fatality on the causeway yesterday. It caused the southbound lane, I think it was, to be shut down for 3 hours. And we're talking to Carlton Dufresneau right now, general manager of the causeway, and our friend, about how this happened and how to prevent it in the future. Good morning, Carlton.
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you always. Sorry with circumstances like this.
But, yeah, you know, I was thinking that's got to be tough when you realize that somebody lost their life. You know what I'm saying? As a result of the accident, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, but when this person started the trip across the causeway, they were alive, right? And then I don't know how far into it, families are affected and everything else.
It's worse than that. And this one yesterday, our dispatchers literally get a call about it from a motorist in distress. They're talking to her, telling her to keep rolling to one of the segmented shoulders or crossover, and they hear the crash through the receiver. And our guys are there, 2 minutes later, but they find the driver crushed up against the steering column and are able to get her out. Fortunately, there's medical doctor that just happened to be there. The doc helps with CPR, get a pulse going. But the ultimate tragedy is we lost a soul after. And it's all about paying attention. It's things happen quickly in the causeway or any high-speed roadway, but it is this one, the one we had a couple of weeks ago, both the common thread in them is things happen quickly, and you have to be paying attention or you're unable to respond.
So the person that's deceased was stopped in the right lane of traffic, as I understand it. So was she able? I don't really know.
A female. Yes.
Was the vehicle able to be moved, or did it just stop?
Tom, it is, I believe she was still rolling very slowly, but that's yet to be confirmed. The investigation's still underway. Dispatchers, I do know, had told the driver to please continue rolling to the next crossover. From the initial reports, it sounds like she experienced a flat. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, all of us think if you have a flat, the common sense says stop. Well, that is the right thing to do, but not on the causeway. You've got to go to an emergency stopping area, whether it's one of the new segmented shoulders or the old crossovers. The worst situation for us is to have a vehicle stopped in a high-speed roadway. And that's when we'll have probably 180 crashes this year. A third of those will be rear ends into vehicles that are stopped in the roadway that happen literally in the first 2 to 3 minutes before our guys are able to get there. So that's why the message seems counterintuitive, but if you do have a problem on the bridge, if your vehicle can still roll, keep going to a shoulder or a crossover. If it can't, get out of the vehicle right away. We'll turn your flashers on, get out of the vehicle, stand on the curb, and go toward traffic, which is certainly counterintuitive, but we want you to get away from any impact and any potential shrapnel.
So in terms of the person that hit the deceased woman, at some point, I mean, you would realize, right, that a car was stopped, and I know the investigation is still ongoing, but I would think also to have that kind of impact that the SUV was coming from a distance?
The SUV was behind it, obviously. There is a video that I have not been able to see yet. You know, I've got an abundance of cameras on the bridge, mm-hmm. and from what I was told last night, one of them does look like it was able to capture the crash, so that's going to be gone through with a fine-tooth comb to decipher more of this. The short story is it's a heads-up environment out there, and I'm saying out there on the causeway, but heck, any doggone roadway. There is so much There's so many activities we all have, our responsibilities now, our brains, myself included, that I got to make it a habit now to stop taking phone calls when I'm driving and just pay attention to getting from A to B and not worrying about, okay, this is a meeting, I need to start thinking about that or what's going on later tonight and that kind of stuff. But just drive. Focus on driving like when we were 15, 16 years old, first starting to learn, and we really paid attention. And that's the difference between this may seem like a cliche, but it's true. The difference between automobile driving and flying an airplane is basically they're both flying an airplane is a lot more risky, but the difference is the pilots pay attention all the time. And if you look at the stats, half of airplane related incidents are still human failure. So, and these are professionals that are trained to do nothing but monitor those systems, be situation aware all the time. So that's why it's all the more critical with automobiles that we've got to start, all of us, paying more attention to every time we get behind the wheel and buckle up.
Yeah, I see a quote from you here, whoever was driving the SUV was not paying attention. I know it's an ongoing investigation. I don't know if it's a criminal investigation at this point or you're just trying to figure out what happened, but you got to pay attention to what you're doing.
To my knowledge, there have no charges yet, but there's a loss of life in this. So this is extremely, each crash is serious, but even more so with this situation.
So where does the project stand in terms of the safety lanes and so forth that would be on in that direction, right, southbound?
Four of those are completed as we speak. The final two will be completed before the end of the year. This instance happened just beyond one and about, I think, a mile and a half, a mile before the next crossover. So it was almost right in between them. The other message that you just keep rolling. The furthest distance you'll have to go between emergency stopping area once these segmented shoulders are complete on the causeway is no more than 2 miles. And that means if you literally just missed one until the next one, and that cuts the stopping area, existing stopping area in half and almost triples the emergency stopping area on the bridge. The shoulders on the northbound bridge will be completed next spring, end of May, early June. So both of those, the emergency stopping areas actually on both bridges will be completed by next summer. The rails, about 6 miles of rails are completed now on the southbound bridge on the outboard, the western side. That contractor will start picking up speed as soon as the segmented shoulder guys get off, which is going to happen in the next 2 months. And those should be completed by the end of next summer.
So, again, I don't mean to belabor the point. I know you're not seeing the video yet, but do we know if the lady that was deceased was moving at all or had the flashers on?
I don't know, Tom. I will know later today. I'm sorry. This is still pretty
It's an ongoing investigation. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So, again, just to be clear, if the vehicle is mobile at all, keep moving until you get to one of the crossovers, one of the shoulders.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you got a flat. If that engine's running and you can drive, keep rolling. The most you'll have to do is probably, it's going to seem like forever, but it'll probably be about a 2-minute ride. And our guys by that time will be with you.
And certainly, I'm sorry, Carl, did not interrupt. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you're not going to be able to go 55 or 60. But
no, just drive 20.
And put the flashers on.
And here's the bottom line. It's all about physics. If your vehicle's moving in a forward direction, that vehicle behind you is coming at a higher speed, that difference in speed, even if it reduces it only 10 miles an hour, that's a terrific terrific benefit for whoever's getting, actually both vehicles being crashed. From what all indications are right now, no speeding was involved in this one. But again, it's very preliminary, and we will know more as next day, a couple of days go on.
So if you can keep moving, keep moving. If
keep
not,
moving, that's it, buddy.
Get out of the car.
Get out, get on the curb, go behind it toward traffic, try to flag folks over, but main thing is get out of the vehicle as soon as you can and stand on the curb.
And finally, do we know anything about the other driver? Was that I don't know if it was a man or a woman, were they injured?
They were injured, were taken to a south Shore Hospital. They will be okay. And that's about the extent of what I know of them at the moment.
And do you know if the police cited that person for anything?
There will be citations. That will be dependent upon the investigation. But, yeah, I'm positive there will be a citation.
And who is investigating that, Carlton? Is that your?
Our guys are right now. Okay. Yeah, it's on the bridge. So it will be our department.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks,
and I'm
safe.
Sorry. And I know you personally. You know that. And I'm sorry that you go through this, because I know you take stuff like this personally.
Nothing is more precious than life. We all need to remember that and appreciate each day. Thank
all
you,
right,
buddy.
Carlton, thank you, man. He's a good man. 9:51 coming back, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.